The world's tallest mountain is getting even taller. Mount Everest towers over the border between Nepal and Tibet at about 29,000 feet. That's just below the cruising height of a jumbo jet. And it's still inching even higher. A new study reveals that Everest has shot up 160 feet in the past 89,000 years. Sounds like a long time to mere mortals, but it's the blink of an eye in geologic time. Adam Smith is a geoscientist at University College London. He's one of the authors of the new study. Adam, we think of mountains as relatively stationary. Is that not the case?
Well, certainly they're stationary on human timescales, and you wouldn't be able to watch Everest rise up. I think it grows at sort of the same rate as your fingernails or a little bit less. But when you add up millions of years and the rate that your fingernails grow, you can get quite profound changes in elevation.
So what's going on here? Why is Everest growing? What is making it grow?
So there's this strange river network that flows about 40 miles to the east of Everest. What's happened is that the Kosi River, which is running north-south, has captured another river. And when it's captured this other river, the amount of water that was in the river has increased. And when you increase the amount of water in your river, you increase the amount of erosion that can occur. And so this is a bit counterintuitive that you would have erosion that actually makes the mountain grow higher. But you can think of mountains as a boat on the sea carrying cargo. And the mountain floats on a layer known as the mantle, which is below the crust. And if you throw your cargo overboard from your boat will actually increase in the height relative to the water. And so that's what we think is happening in Everest.
So Everest isn't literally growing, it's rising up?
Yeah, the amount of Everest isn't changing, it's actually just rising because of this erosion that's happening close to it.
It's just so weird because the mountain's awfully heavy. These two rivers nearby, it's just such an odd thing to conceive of.
It is, yeah. It's quite counterintuitive, really. But the world does lots of weird and wonderful things, and that's why I'm in a job.
Now, I love one of the descriptions you've written of this phenomenon. You write that it's as if the Himalayas are standing on a bouncy castle. Explain that analogy.
Yeah, so if you imagine when you stand on a bouncy castle, you're quite heavy and you make a dent into the bouncy castle. But if you look around you, you have this profile, if you went outwards from yourself, where you have a decrease in the height of the bouncy castle close to you, but actually an increase in the height of the bouncy castle further away. And that's similar to what we have with these rivers. The rivers are decreasing elevation, but because Everest is a little bit of a distance away, so 40 miles away, you have an increase in the height there.
Are there other mountain ranges that are still growing, like Everest?
Lots of different mountain ranges growing all around the world. So the Andes are still growing. The Alaskan range would still be growing. Lots of these mountains that are on what we call plate tectonic boundaries are still actively uplifting. And this is something that we research quite extensively.
But the Himalayas, they are also on tectonic plates and they also shift around, don't they?
Yeah, they do. The Himalayas have been created by the Indian plate crashing into the Eurasian plate. And that's been ongoing for millions of years. And it's still ongoing today. But at some point, it will shut off and then Everest will erode and another mountain will overtake it as the tallest mountain.
So what does your study mean for all those climbers who had a big enough challenge staring down Mount Everest before they knew the mountain was growing?
Well, fortunately, this is quite a slow rate of uplift. So I think I saw quoted it was the width of a spaghetti noodle every year. So fortunately, by the time you've started at the bottom and got to the top, it probably won't have grown too much.
Adam Smith is a geoscientist at University College London.
From PRX.